Asia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Pope Leo XIV, the first ever American pope, presided over his inauguration today in Rome.
A historic moment, not just for the United States and for the Vatican, but for U.S.-Vatican relations.
CBS's Chris Livesay. President Trump and Russian President Putin will speak by phone tomorrow about the war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on whether a face-to-face meeting might follow.
The president wants to do it. He wants to do it as soon as feasible. I think the Russian side has also expressed a willingness to do it.
Secretary Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation. A Mexican Navy ship crashed into New York's Brooklyn Bridge, killing at least two crew members. This man says it appears the ship lost power just before the crash.
It felt like maybe that there was something wrong from the moment they got out into the river, and they were fighting that, and just kind of drifted very slowly back towards the bridge.
There was no significant damage to the bridge itself. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and data shows Wisconsin kids are in crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ plus students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm, and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role. She says additional support during the pandemic helped to eliminate food insecurity gaps, but now Black kids in Wisconsin are 5 times more likely to be hungry than white kids.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors, and they are disproportionately impacting kids of color.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Tough night for Tobias. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers losing again last night, 7-0 to the Twins. Minnesota with 18 hits. The crew starting pitcher, Tobias Myers, giving up 4 runs in the first 4 innings. Pat Burphy saying the 26-year-old right-hander, struggling with command, is being sent back to the minors.
His slider wasn't great. He threw a lot of balls in the middle of the plate. They were hunting the ball in the upper half. Go someplace different. You have to command the ball a little bit higher in that upper half of the zone. It was a little flat. You got to get the changeup going. You saw it a little bit in the 4th inning, and he was a little better with it. But, that's why we're sending him back to AAA. And I love the kid, man. You saw it in Game 3 last year. That's in there. So we got to get back to that.
Another shutout loss, and not much else to talk about.
That's it. Get me going. You know when.
Thanks, Bert.
Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Remember that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today from AmFam Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will clear out a bit today as a northeast wind develops. That cool breeze off the lake means highs in the middle 50s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds continue with morning lows in the lower 40s. Clouds in lower 50s for your Monday. It's 53 at our studios.
sale with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufort, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Where you go to get your life back.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
The music of the stars on the air. Pacific Media Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. All these programs are podcasts. Check out civicmedia.us. Featuring Miss Julie London. 1956.
People who are born in May dress their hearts in Sunday clothes. Though they're sometimes burned, they're unconcerned. Their love just grows and grows. People who are born in May, I've heard tell, should always try to search around until they found someone born in July. Strange how a distant star controls our destiny, and wonderful when it's happening to people like you and me. The people who are born in May need the folks born in July, and the folks born in July like me will always feel the need to be at home in their arms forevermore, thanking every star in the heavens for the people born in May.
Monroe next up on the Music
one
of the Stars.
Morning in May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear. The world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One morning in May, oh, the rapture tonight, darling, I pray to recapture just 1 hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me like a rose
misery now that we're apart. One morning in May to remember the love smolders away to an ember and dreams perish. We'll still cherish that one, one morning in May. World over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. They're so precious to me, like a rosary, now that we're apart. One morning in May to remember the love smolders away. Remember and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one. One morning in May.
Matt Monroe, hard swinging. Petey Gourmet with Don Costa next up.
On the first warm day. On the first warm day in May, I hope you come a-calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night that the moon is shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the
Warm day in May. Rosie had the hit with that. Music of the Stars. I think we had two already. One, two, three. Bobby Darin.
as long as I'm singing, there's a bell up in my brain that's ringing, making a crazy ding-dong. And if this band don't desert me, then there's nothing in the world can hurt me, long as I'm singing my song. Give me trumpets, legato, put some saxes with them, strings, pizzicato, and some rhythm. As long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything. Swinging, long as I'm singing my song. Making music is more to me than a pleasure, 'cause me and music, we go together like notes in a measure. Long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything's swinging. Long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my, long as I'm singing my song.
Keeley Smith. Music of the Stars.
Swing your lovers, swing your lovers. Come on and have your fling, your lovers. What's the difference if there is no moon? What's the difference if it isn't June? Make your best move, go on and groove. Swing your lovers, love your lovers, love your lovers. Go on and turtle dove your lovers. What's the difference if the birds don't sing? What's the difference if there is no spring? You got it made, don't be afraid. Swing your lovers, kiss. Swing your lovers, go on and ring a ding, your lovers. What you gotta lose, you'll never have the blues. Swing your lovers. Yourself a mate, swing, 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 swing your lover.
Joel McNeely at the big band next, with Seth MacFarlane at the mic. Away we go. The music of the star.
The first time you see her, no bolt from the blue, just something so quiet that's waiting for you, with no one to tell you gotta go. The first time it happens, you know. The first time you see her, no magical change, no angels appearing, no dreams to arrange, just warmer and springtime or snow. The first time it happens, you know. And so you fall, and how complete it is. And for each moment that it lasts, how sweet it is. The first time together, how simple, how rare. And just when you thought you forgot how to care, and though you feel much more than you dare to show, the first time it happens, you know. That it lasts, how very sweet it is. The first time together, how simple, how rare. And just when you thought you forgot how to care, and though you feel so much more than you dare to show, the first time it happens, the very first time that it happens, the first time it happens.
See what I mean? That's Joel McNeely and Seth MacFarlane. 1959. Mario Lanza made a picture for the first time. And here's the title song. Within months, he was gone. Georgie Stoll in the orchestra.
Come prima, I'm in love. Come prima, I found love. From the moment I saw you, I was enraptured. Every moment after that, I live in the clouds. Come prima, I can thrill. Come prima, I love you and always will. You're the first one, yes, the first one. You're my one and only one. Come prima, I'm in love. For the first time, I'm in love. For the first time, I found happiness. From the moment I saw you, I was enraptured. Every moment after that, I live in the clouds. For the first time, yes, the first time, I can thrill. For the first time, I love you and always will. You're the first one, yes, the first one. You're my one and only one. For the first time, I'm in love. Come prima, I can thrill. Come prima, I love you. You're the first one, yes, the first one. You're my one and only one. Come prima, for the first time, I'm in love.
On the first night, a week of the full moon.
Jack Jones.
Wait for me down by the shore. On the first night of a full moon light, I will be returning and I'll never leave you anymore. Oh, my darling, it's time for us to part. Take my heart. Promise you be faithful. It's the last time I'll sail the ocean blue. Say you'll be there when I come back to you. On the first night of the full moon, wait for me down by the shore. On the first night of a full moonlight, I will be returning and I'll never leave you anymore. I'll bring you a lamp to light your room, rare perfume and yards of silk and satin, and an ocean of pearls upon a string. Round your finger I'll place a wedding ring.
first night. We want of a full moon. Kanaka,
wait for me down by the shore.
On the first night
of the full moonlight, I will be returning, and I'll never leave you anymore. I will be returning, and I'll never leave you anymore. I will be returning, and I'll never leave you anymore.
Hi, Jack Jones. More from Jack in just a bit. Here's an extra, Pia Zadora.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips. I wanna lose them. Take these arms. I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take off me?
That lady can sing. Here she is with Letterman. 1982.
We're conducting an art class. We're teaching people how to drive. Everything's perfectly on the up and up.
Okay.
It's not like one of those parties that's part of the club.
Or Jimmy's.
I don't know Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy's the friend you interviewed last
week. Oh, yes.
I was watching you from Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Jimmy coming around later?
No, Jimmy won't be out later. Let me, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, this is an interesting name, Pia Zadora.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know many Pias.
You don't?
No. What is the origin of that name? What nationality?
Pia is Italian. Mm-hmm. It's a very common name in Italy.
Mm-hmm. And
Zadora is Polish. I'm half Italian, and I'm half Polish.
And you recently received an honor from some people in Italy today. What was
I'm
that?
I'm going to be the Woman of the Year, Boys Town. Boys Town.
Congratulations on being the...
Thank you.
Yes. A nude woman nearby.
It was in March of 1982. Once again, Pia Zadora at the mic.
I was
Isadora, living in Hoboken now. She's 71. Here's Robert Mitchum. Irving Berlin.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. All about blue skies, baby, all the day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Ooh, blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies, baby, do I see. That's all I ever see, bluebirds singing a song. All about the blue skies, baby, all the day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, and I never saw things going quite so rightly. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, we gone. Nothing but blue skies, baby, from now on.
Bob Mitchum there, and he had a whole album, which was never released. Go figure. George Sanders, that inimitable cad from radio and television and Hollywood, always played a bad guy, but in reality, well, here he is with Don Costa and the orchestra, the music of the stars.
Anticipating things she may never possess, while she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. And a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness.
George Sanders composed also. I'll see if I can get some of those up. And by the way, not by the way, this is the way. It's Alan Ludden of Mineral Point, Wisconsin. Mr. Betty White to you.
Talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then. But I can't remember where or when. You're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then. But I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time. seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. That happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before.
Other game shows that were going on, Goodson Todman started a new game called Password, and it was hosted by a man named Alan Ludden, and I was invited to do the show the third week it was on, and that's when I met Alan, and he was so nice, and he had watched me on Life with Elizabeth, and I had watched him on another show he was doing, GE College Bowl, so we felt like we knew each other. What I didn't know and didn't find out till much later was, just as Password started, his wife was dying of cancer. So he would go from the hospital over, do the show, and to do a new show takes a lot of concentration without certainly that. And the week that I did Password, the third week of the show, was the week she died. And so that later that summer, our agents, you know how they are, booked us into a summer stock performance of on Cape Cod, of it was Critics' Choice, and so he had these three kids who had lost their mother. They were at that point 9, 10, and 13, and two new poodle puppies. So we all got to know each other at once, and somehow we became instant friends, and the kids would all kind of watch the two of us, and they'd say, check. If he said something nice or I said something nice, the kids would all say, check. Well, we were up there for 3 weeks, and pretty soon he didn't say hello. He'd say, will you marry me? Well, it was a joke, and I'd laugh it off, and he'd laugh it off, and then pretty soon I came back home. I was going very steadily with somebody, very happily and steadily, who came to see the show. And at the end of the play, there was a big kiss when we finally made up. Well, the night that Phil was in the audience, Phil Cochran, the kiss went on and on, and I was trying to keep in character and just make, and I heard from the third row, hi. And so we all had dinner together that night, and everybody thought it was hysterically funny, except Phil. Phil didn't think it was funny. He said, I don't like that guy. I said, everybody likes Alan Ludden. He says, I don't. He said, everybody, he said, I said, Phil, you've seen me act with people, you know, ever since we've known each other. Not like this.
Oh, it's called, guess what?
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low.
I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go.
But now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way.
For love came just in time.
I found you just in time. And changed my lonely life. That what?
Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it like we do it on stage? Take it.
Oh, you're chorus singers.
Yeah, come back. All right.
The Lindens are going to back up the Luddens. That's a switch. Okay, I'm just in time. I found you just in time.
There's Alan and Betty.
Before you came, my time was running low.
Hey, how about Jack Nicholson? This is from Something's Gotta Give. Jack's 88 now. Retired, I'm told. More is the pity.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is la vie en rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie en rose. Dans ses bras, elle nous parlait tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Elle m'a dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cours, une porte de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle m'en l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. Et chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
Music of the Stars. Jack made a couple of other recordings too. The Music of the Stars. Let's see if I can find somebody who you never expected to sing. Let's see if I can. Oh, here's one. We're on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us. Some of our stations will sign off at 9. If you want to continue listening, we're going to be live all the way till high noon central at civicmedia.us. Well, let's see. How about Sid Caesar singing? Sid starred in a picture on Broadway. The picture didn't do well. It was never completed. Broadway was Little Me. No, that's the title. We have news coming up on the Columbia Broadcasting System. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Around the world at civicmedia.us. Here's Sid.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my glasses and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl.
Let's give it to Bob Goulet. Cy Coleman wrote this, and Carolyn Lee for Broadway.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live that have set my heart off in a whirl, but nothing can beat getting swept off your feet by a real live girl. Dreams in your bunk don't compare with a hunk
Stand by for news. Hey, when we come back, Vincent Price sings. And Boris Karloff. Now you gotta stay tuned if you can't.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Mexican Navy ship has crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge, killing at least two crew members. This man was nearby.
We heard like this wood crunch, which we then stood up and looked at the bridge and we saw what happened, which was just horrifying.
Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio have been meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Rome, where they all attended the Pope's inaugural mass. President Trump posting on Truth Social, warning against Walmart raising prices. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Walmart should stop trying to blame tariffs as the reason. He then added the retailer and China should eat the tariffs.
One person has been killed in an explosion outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California.
The clinic confirms no staff members were injured in Saturday's blast, and their lab, including all eggs, embryos, and reproductive materials, remains secure and undamaged.
CBS's Christian Benavides, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon. Don Rose.